Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. The IELTS Language Lab uses the IELTS assessment criteria to examine recordings of students trying IELTS-style speaking tests. In this episode, we're going to listen to Carla, who tried one of the free Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. The task was the Speaking Practice 2, which was, describe a person you're very close to. You should say who this person is, when you met them, where you met them, and say what it is about them you like so much. Comprehension. The first time you listen, decide if Carla answers all parts of the question. Unfortunately, there's a rather annoying clicking sound throughout the talk, but hopefully this won't cause you too many problems understanding Carla.
Vera is a person who is really close to me. You could actually say she's my best friend. We tell each other everything. We can laugh with each other. We can cry with each other. It doesn't matter. We are always there for each other. And yeah, she's really sweet and I can always laugh with her. We are always having fun when we're together. And that's one of the things I find very important when having a friend. I met Vera, I think, 1 to 2 years ago at school. The first time I saw her was really awkward, I think, because we didn't know what to say to each other. At that time, I really thought Vera wouldn't be a friend of me. Of mine, yeah. It's really funny how we became friends, because at first, I really didn't want to be in contact with her. I didn't want to text with her. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't like her at all. But in the summer holidays in 2011, we started talking more and more. We were both getting through not a very nice time. And we started to trust each other. And we started to tell each other things. And in the last weekend of the holidays, I went to her and we talked and we laughed. And yes, it was really nice because I had a friend. She was my best friend for 8 to 10 years, I think. And I don't speak to her anymore because we are so different now. And Vera and me, we are very different as well, but we aren't arguing about those things. We just accept each other the way the other is. And it's actually very nice that she's totally different from me. And I think that is why we can hang out with each other all time, and we don't start arguing about stupid little things, what I did with this other friend. So yeah, I really like Vera because she's just really sweet and I can trust her. I can tell her everything, can have fun with her, and all those things I find really important in a friendship.
Assessment. Carla gave a clear and interesting description of her friend and answered the question fully. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Carla did using the IELTS assessment criteria? Focus on one of the following criteria as you listen. Grammatical range and accuracy. Lexical resource, that's basically vocabulary. Fluency and coherence. Or pronunciation.
Vera is a person who is really close to me. You could actually say she's my best friend. We tell each other everything. We can laugh with each other. We can cry with each other. It doesn't matter. We are always there for each other. And yeah, she's really sweet and I can always laugh with her. We are always having fun when we're together. And that's one of the things I find very important when having a friend. I met Vera, I think, 1 to 2 years ago at school. The first time I saw her was, it was really awkward, I think, because we didn't know what to say to each other. At that time, I really thought Vera wouldn't be a friend of me. Of mine, yeah. It's really funny how we became friends because at first I really didn't want to be in contact with her. I didn't want to text with her. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't like her at all. But in the summer holidays in 2011, we started talking more and more. We were both getting through not a very nice time. And we started to trust each other, and we started to tell each other things. And in the last weekend of the holidays, I went to her, and we talked and we laughed. And yes, it was really nice because I had a friend, she was my best friend for 8 to 10 years, I think. And I don't speak to her anymore because we are so different now. And Vera and me, we are very different as well, but we aren't arguing about those things. We just accept each other the way the other is, and it's actually very nice that she's totally different from me. And I think that is why we can hang out with each other all time, and we don't start arguing about stupid little things, what I did with that other friend. So yeah, I really like Vera because she's just really sweet and I can trust her. I can tell her everything, can have fun with her, and all those things I find really important in a friendship.
Feedback. Grammatical range and accuracy. Carla's use of English was very good. Her statements are well formed, such as,
We are always having fun when we're together. And that's one of the things I find very important when having a friend. It's really funny how we became friends because at first I really didn't want to be in contact with her.
Carla uses tenses well during this talk, using past tenses when explaining the beginning of the relationship and the present tense when describing their relationship now. Finally, she also self-corrected when making a common mistake.
At that time, I really thought Vera wouldn't be a friend of me, of mine, yeah.
One very minor error was, "We can hang out with each other all time," which should be all the time. Lexical resource. Carla had enough vocabulary to deal with the task fully and used some good expressions such as, "We are always there for each other." It was really awkward to be in contact with her. "We just accept each other." And, "We can hang out with each other." There were very few mistakes, but the following is worth commenting on. Carla said, "We were both getting through, not a very nice time." Getting through isn't wrong, but we more usually say going through. Fluency and coherence. There were noticeable pauses between many of Carla's statements, but these seemed to be due to her reflecting on the friendship, rather than having difficulty expressing herself. People who have fluency problems will usually pause within clauses as they try to think of a word or structure, and this was certainly not the case with Carla's talk. In order to make the most of the 1 to 2 minutes, Carla could practice speeding up a little, particularly at the beginning of her talks. But this is a comment on her mode of delivery, rather than any language issues. Pronunciation. Carla's pronunciation was very clear and listeners should have little trouble understanding her. That's the end of this lesson. If you enjoy learning advanced level grammar in this way, why not sign up for the IELTS Speaking Advanced course? You will listen to advanced level speakers attempting IELTS style practice tests and will look at the kind of errors that tend to occur at this level. We offer grammar lessons for many of these problem areas, plus exercises to help you master them. You'll learn strategies to help you showcase your English, and vocabulary and functional language exercises will give you the tools you'll need to impress the examiner on the big day. Find out more about the online course on the IELTS Speaking website. That's www.ieltspeaking.co.uk.